voice of my conscience. Coming to understand.
Continues, and those are my good friends, the Hot House Flowers from Ireland, giving us some Give It Up. So you'll be hearing that when we go to the next break. But we are back with CJ Johnson and Tak Tadioka, senior stars for our Waukesha South football program. And these are, this will be your third year as starters for both of you, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So long career in the varsity program. Mm-hmm. And before we went to the break, we were talking about the youth program. And I know I was talking to Coach Wiltz the other day, and he was talking about one of the exciting developments is that there's 100 kids in the youth program. Mm-hmm. So that's got to make you feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's to stress the youth program, and you know how to build the program, and to build a youth program, and just it all flows, cycles upwards. So you know we definitely have a big class and of eighth graders that Coach Wiltz's son's actually on. So
yeah,
they're really promising. Got a lot of talent out there, and you know we're excited to see them grow.
That's terrific. Yeah. So they let you do, or they kind of insist on you doing some hands-on coaching while you're there during the games and practices.
Yeah, sometimes they have a pretty good youth quarterback, and Coach Wiltz and their coach wants me to help them out a little bit, so I'll help them out.
That's
every
pretty cool.
Every time I can get, you know.
Sure.
Because I remember, you know, being in his shoes, and you know, like I think when I was an eighth grader, I think Grayson Cooley or
Grayson Cooley. Yeah.
I remember going to the field and seeing him, and I was like, you know, just striving to be better and just be like, you know, be a good high school quarterback like him.
That's neat. Yeah, and he was a great role model for the program. I'm glad you mentioned him. Yeah, and he was from a long line of Cooleys, if I remember right, that played South football.
Definitely.
So that's really neat. I remember his dad used to come and photograph the games. He had a really nice camera. So, but, you know, one question Johnny had was, what do you guys like to do outside of football?
Outside of football? I say I'm just a chill dude. I like hanging out with my friends a lot.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm like CJ too. I don't really like to do too much. You know, I'm pretty football driven. I like going to the field and stuff. But outside of football, chilling with my family, my friends. I'm pretty introverted sometimes, so I just like, sometimes there's nothing to really do besides football. So it's just like especially when it gets to August, it's like you're straight football. So there's nothing really else.
I love it.
That's when you fall in love with football. And it's like, wow, this is not a job. This is actually like a dream.
Yeah.
Sure.
Dream come true. Like,
just love to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Just waking up every day, going to football practice.
Yeah. And again, this, I know it's a ways off, and the next hurdle for you guys is college. But is playing on Sundays a possibility? Is that something you think about or you're serious about?
I pray every night.
Yeah?
Pray every night.
Yeah.
Stay happy and play in the NFL. My two goals right there.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's terrific. So, well, it's nice, too, because there's also, like, I know a young man who's playing pro football in Germany.
Yeah. There's opportunities
and
everywhere.
He's living the dream, you know, and it's obviously not an NFL salary, but, and he's a smaller guy. You know, he played Division III ball at Ripon, but he is, he's living the dream because he's still playing football into his mid-20s and loving it. And he got selected for an all-star team there. And it was kind of what they did is they had a USA against, I think, Europeans or something like that. Their pro bowl. But he's living the dream. And do you guys see yourselves coaching someday? Like, then this is a long time. And like, you know, like when you're in your 40s and 50s or.
Most definitely. I'd love to coach. One of my dream jobs would probably be like coaching at the college level.
For sure.
Like being a quarterback's coach at the college level. Or an offensive coordinator, because I feel like I have a pretty well football-minded like drive, so I'd love to get on the coaching staff and just it would be real cool because a lot of coaches have helped me, so I'd love to keep helping other young football players.
I don't think I'll be a good coach because you could be a great football player but a horrible coach.
That's very true.
Sure.
And I don't want to be that coach to like make somebody hate the game. I'd rather just be the outsider. Watching everybody develop and get better.
Could you see yourself doing broadcasting, though? Or?
No.
I could see you, CJ. You got a big personality. I could see it.
Yeah. So, or maybe.
I got to, like, really be in the mood for it, though. Like.
Yeah. Or youth camps, maybe.
Oh, for sure.
So,
keeping the young guys interested. So.
I can, like, be around for a split moment, but, like, if I'm around too long, it dies down a little bit.
Sure. So here we're going to ask this this question. We have to skate around carefully because we're not sure if it's supposed to be a big – but I know you had two last-minute additions to the roster.
Oh, yeah.
And do you feel comfortable talking about
that? I mean – I don't know if we should drop names or anything, but I feel like they're just very talented kids, and they've helped Waukesha South as a community a lot. You know, they led some other sports teams. I'm not going to name anything, but very, very two great talented athletes and just explosive athletes that will help us, you know, in the long run. I mean, we added those two to our receiving core. Our receiving core right now is looking pretty scary. It's scary how much talent we have right now.
Sure.
All I got to do is just get the ball in their hands, let them make plays. Let them make me look good and
love
you know,
it. So
it will be great.
Sounds great. So, yeah, in addition to these two as well, you have some guys. Because how many did you lose to graduation last year in terms of starters?
Starters on the receiving core?
Just all overall lineup.
Overall, I'd say probably only like 8 or 9.
Okay.
Maybe not even.
Sure.
I mean, we lost three senior O linemen.
Okay.
And then we lost Dylan and Eli.
Sure.
And then. Do we lose Tony on defense?
Gian at running back.
Yeah, yep. Gian. So, yeah, a few. But
we also have Seth and Tyler Castone also.
Yeah, we have some. And Quincy Thomas.
Thomas.
So, around eight to ten seniors we lost, you know. Some key players. But, I mean, I feel like with the young, we had some young players starting and playing, getting good playing time as sophomores. So, you know, they'll fill into the positions pretty well.
The hardest one to fill is Andrew Barron.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Barron.
He was a straight role model leader. He helped me and elevate my game.
Yeah.
With him on the side of me, I knew everything was going to be all right.
That's
the type of captain he was.
Yeah, he's a great captain.
Where's he going to school?
I think he's going to Whitewater.
He's going to play football too?
No, I don't think he is. I think he's going into, I want to say business. I'm not sure though.
Okay. Sounds great. Connor, how are we doing on time?
We got about 2 minutes left.
2 minutes, okay.
Yep.
Perfect. So, well, great. Who would you say is going to be, and this is going to, Johnny wrote this question, and it may sound like a silly question. Who do you think will be your toughest game on the schedule this year, or games?
Toughest game? I'd probably say
McGuanago,
yeah. There's a lot of hype on McGuanago right now.
Sure.
Great program. They're very established, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
they can pound the rock on anybody. But
yeah. They got some boys.
If we stay disciplined, watch the ball, watch our guards.
Yeah.
We can get it everything we want.
I remember you guys were up 14-0 on them last year.
Oh yeah,
you had them shaking in their boots there for a while.
And we fell apart. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing we got to do. You know, we got to be able to finish. You know.
Sure.
Can't play a quarter, a half.
Well, you're jumping back to my earlier question because you've got some guys stepping up and filling some of those spots that have been vacated by graduation. And you feel pretty good about the horses you have in those.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Especially on defense. Defense is like, I have so much trust in our D line because the way Will's built our D line is just like, wow.
Yeah.
He turned it all around. It went from being kids that are like 6'2", 190 to kids you would never expect to be at Waukesha South High School.
Yeah.
Really, they got bigger, huh?
We got Evan Marks and Shaden Welty at
ends.
Yeah.
Caleb Holman and...
Sounds great.
Is it Jacoby?
30 seconds.
Jacoby Krill.
Thanks, Connor.
Yeah. Love Jacoby Byron Krill, man. I've watched him grow, too.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to talk more about this year's team when we come back from the break as This Week in Waukesha continues with Tack Tadioka and CJ Johnson, senior black shirt stars and leaders, talking about this year's fall campaign. Don't go away.